From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The identity of a gunman is revealed. The son of a Kenyan government official was one of the masked al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at Garissa University College. Kenya's Interior Ministry said Abderrahim Abdullahi was among four attackers killed Thursday during the assault. A spokesman said the government official had earlier reported his son missing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is slamming the new international framework agreement with Iran.
I prefer a diplomatic solution. You know why? Because for any military option, the country that will pay the biggest price is always Israel. So we want a diplomatic solution, but a good one, one that rolls back Iran's nuclear infrastructure, and one that ties the final lifting of restrictions on Iran's nuclear program with the change of Iran's behavior.
On NBC TV's Meet the Press program, Mr. Netanyahu said without the current sanctions, Iran would have billions of dollars to pump up what he called its terrorist machine worldwide. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Saturday on Iranian state television, said his government would be able to return to its current level of nuclear activity if the West withdraws from the nuclear agreement that is scheduled to be finalized in June. Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to gain ground in the southern city of Aden despite a Saudi-led campaign of airstrikes. The French news agency reports rebels have taken the provincial government headquarters, including the governor's office, in Aden's Mualla district. Russia and the International Committee of the Red Cross want Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign. This is VOA News. A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighters from the Islamic State and al-Nusra Front gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. The two groups fought other rebels, including a Syrian-Palestinian militia. UN officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Egyptian security forces say they have killed the leader and the founder of the extremist group Ajnad Misr in a shootout at a Cairo apartment. Haman Mohammed Atiya was shot and killed during a gunfight in a residential neighborhood. The extremist group later claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed a police officer. Egyptian officials say the explosion at a bridge in central Cairo wounded at least two people. Many Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Robert Berger attended festivities in Jerusalem.
Thine be the glory, risen conquering sun.
Easter celebrations began in Jerusalem with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb. Pilgrims sang hymns of the resurrection in the scenic garden, which resembles the place where Jesus was buried according to biblical accounts. Facing an empty tomb carved into a rock, they proclaimed that Jesus is risen. Robert Berger in Jerusalem's Old City.
Pope Francis marked the day with a Roman Catholic Mass in St. Peter's Square. He prayed for an end to the persecution of Christians. A helicopter crashed outside the Malaysian capital late Saturday, killing all six people on board, including a lawmaker who was a former ambassador to the United States. Witnesses said the helicopter exploded in midair before it crashed to the ground in a town outside of Kuala Lumpur. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro has made his first public appearance in more than a year. Photographs published online show the 88-year-old Castro greeting what appeared to be Venezuelan supporters visiting Cuba. Italian Navy and Coast Guard ships have picked up about 1,500 migrants at sea in just about 24 hours. Authorities said Sunday they received distress calls from three migrant vessels in the Mediterranean Sea off the Libyan coast. On the way to the rescue site, they found two other foundering boatloads of migrants. French police say recovery efforts at the German wing's crash site have ended for now. Authorities said they had found both black boxes as well as human remains for DNA analysis. The German airliner crashed in the French Alps March 24th, killing all 150 people aboard. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.